This is your Cronkite News to Go briefing. I'm Talia Lopez. A measure invoked during the pandemic by the Trump administration to prevent migrants from crossing at the southern U.S. border is up for consideration in the coming weeks. A federal judge in Louisiana is temporarily restraining the White House from its plan to lift what's known as Title 42 by May 23rd. A hearing is set for May 10th. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the decision is not only up to the White House.
It is a health authority, and one the CDC, our health experts, of course, do have authority to make a decision about.
The Homeland Security Secretary is set to continue testifying today before House committees. Meanwhile, Republicans are trying to use the power of Congress to keep Title 42 in place. They're leveraging a COVID-19 relief package to force a vote. The White House says the president is challenging lawmakers to come up with a better solution. Dr. Anthony Fauci has given an upbeat assessment of the state of the coronavirus in the U.S., saying the country is out of the pandemic phase on new infections, hospitalizations, and deaths. The top infectious disease expert says COVID appears to be transitioning to an endemic disease, occurring regularly in certain areas. He told the PBS NewsHour Tuesday it's still a pandemic for much of the world, and the threat is not over for the U.S. On Monday, Governor Doug Ducey signed legislation that bans government agencies from requiring COVID-19 vaccinations. The laws he signed also forbid schools from mandating masks for students under 18 unless their parents approve of them. The ban on vaccine mandates applies to state agencies, as well as local governments. Hospitals owned by the government are exempt from the ban. The two bills were backed solely by Republican members in the legislature. Federal health officials maintain that wearing a mask when case numbers are high greatly limits the spread of COVID-19. They also say that getting vaccinated prevents death and the risk of serious illness. Ducey has recommended COVID-19 vaccinations and masks, but not mandates. The antiviral drug remdesivir, a treatment for hospital patients suffering from COVID-19, has now been approved for use in young children. It's the first COVID-19 treatment approved for children under 12. The injection can now be given to children as young as 28 days if the child is hospitalized or at high risk of getting severely sick. The number of COVID-19 cases among U.S. children grew nearly 12% last week from the week before, according to the American Academy of Pediatrics. Nationwide, new cases are trending up in about three-quarters of the U.S. states. The U.S. has now purchased 2 million treatment courses of another antiviral, Paxlovid. It's a pill that can be taken at home, but is only approved for those 12 and older and who are at high risk for severe COVID-19. Paxlovid was first authorized in December, and the pills were in short supply. Dr. Ashish Jha, White House COVID-19 response coordinator, says pharmacies across the U.S. will soon be able to order the drug directly from the government. A parental rights bill sponsored by Republican Representative Steve Kasier was approved by the Arizona House on Monday and is now headed to Republican Governor Doug Ducey's desk. The legislation greatly expands the rights of parents to know anything their child tells a teacher or school counselor. It also allows them to sue if information is withheld. A second measure requires schools to list all their library books, and a review for new books also passed. Neither got any Democratic votes. The broad expansion of the state's Parents' Bill of Rights would allow lawsuits against any school district or official for violations and would require them to prove they did not interfere with the parents' rights. Baghdad is a small mining community in northwestern Arizona and has one of the top A1 high school baseball teams in the state. Cronkite News reporter Hayden Weber introduces us to pitcher Connor Watson, who put the Copper State on notice with a historic no-hitter streak.
With plenty of high school baseball talent across the board in Arizona, no one has been able to accomplish what Baghdad pitcher Connor Watson did over the stretch of four straight starts. He threw four consecutive no-hitters, a feat that few believe has ever been done.
Oh no, I've never came close to that, but I have dreamed of it.
The streak came to an end at four against Benjamin Franklin High School, but Watson collected a pair of hits and two RBI in the game, showcasing his versatility. Not only is he a force on the mound, but he can also swing the bat and play behind the plate.
I do take pride in it. Like, I just try to focus. No, I don't try to focus on one simple thing. I try to focus on both of them at the same time. That way I stay consistent with both of them.
Three of Watson's no-hitters were caught by one of his best friends, Keelan Lucero. Head coach Dalton Mills has seen the two grow up together, improving their chemistry over time.
Since they're like in elementary school, like I've seen them growing up, playing like Pop Warner, like youth baseball together. So I've known them for quite a while. I also coach football. They're like quarterback, running back combo too.
Coach Mills believes his team has adopted the blue-collar attitude of its community. The team remains focused on the task at hand, and that's to return right here to Tempe Diablo Stadium to compete for and win the state championship.
We're a good team. We have a lot of energy. We come out and play hard. And I think we can take it this year for sure.
Winning the championship would cap off a special season for Watson and the Sultans, who caught the attention of the entire state with their play. In Tempe, Hayden Weber, Cronkite News.
We had help today from Hayden Weber, and thanks to Mason Miller, who produced the show. You can learn more about the stories you heard in today's news update by going to cronkitenews.azpbs.org. That's all for your Cronkite News to go. I'm Talia Lopez.